performed in front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid-friendly. We warned you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mass Debaters. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with Chancey. How you doing, Chancey?
What's up? I'm doing all right.
All right. So, Chancey, I mean, he's been on before. He's been the one, it's probably his third or fourth time doing the one-on-ones. All right.
Well,
I'm always welcome. Always welcome to one-on-ones. I like his mindset on things. So, Chancey, talk about your podcast. What are you doing? What is it about? Where to find it?
Well, it can be found everywhere that podcasts can be found. We got a YouTube thing going. It's Maniacal Music Musings. It's on Spotify, Good Pods, everywhere, anywhere and everywhere you can find it. Facebook groups, the whole bit and kit. We basically will take a guest. We each pick an album. We review it. We top five it, we talk about it, and hopefully, you know, a lot of times I like to get there where people don't know about the stuff that we're bringing so we can kind of, you know, have a first-time exposure and a first-time reaction in the same show.
Sorry, I've been on the show. It's pretty fun. If you ever get a chance to watch M Squared, so I always fuck the name up. Go ahead. But Chances is here to do 2010 movies. Now, this is harder than I thought it was. I'm not going to lie. Chances is going to do 2010 movies. Just like always, every round we see, so the highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There's a bye in the fourth round, and there's a bye in the quarterfinals. Also, if Chances has a matchup that he doesn't like, or don't really care about, or it's just too hard, he can give me that matchup. However, though, you got to live with that consequence because you never know who's going to play what because it's always receding.
Yep.
And like always as well, there will be a third place game as well. So he'll get his final four. Chancey, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So let's start the play-ins. Like always, we have Halloween 2018 versus Straight Outta Compton 2015.
I remember reading it too, and I was like, right at the gate, I was like, shit. I'm going with Halloween because I'm a fan of Halloween, so that's what's up. I got Ghostface on, but if I didn't have Ghostface, it'd be Michael Myers.
All right. Okay, last play-in game: the BlacKkKlansman 2018 versus Green Book 2018.
Oh, BlacKkKlansman for sure.
If we can't get Denzel Washington, get his son. All right. Now we get into the tournament. Yeah, number one, Joker 2019 versus number 100, Silver Linings Playbook 2012.
Joker.
And that means that Joker will play Halloween in the next round. Got number two, Parasite 2019 versus number 99. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh, dude, for sure Harry Potter. For sure.
Harry Potter.
Potter?
Number three, John Wick 2014 with number 98, Ready Player One 2018.
Ready Player One was pretty cool. I like the concept behind the movie, but I mean, it's fucking John Wick. It's Baba Yaga, dude.
Okay. And John Wick will play Black Klansman in the next round. Number four, Inception 2010. Version number 97, Kung Fu Panda 2, 2011.
I guess I'll have to go with Inception because never was a big fan of the Kung Fu Panda movies.
Inception will play Harry Potter in the next round. Number five, The Irishman, 2019. Version number 96, Nightcrawler, 2014.
Oh, dude, The Irishman for sure.
Irishman was a good movie. This is too damn fucking long. That movie
Yeah,
is,
I know, right?
you have to like literally, you know, stick out your whole day for that movie. Just way too long. All right. Number six, The Dark Knight Rises, 2012. Version number 95, Life of Pi, 2012.
I'm gonna go with Life of Pi. Dark Knight Rises was pretty good, but I don't know, Life of Pi was pretty good too. I gotta give some credit,
Life of Pi will play Irishman in the next round. And
you
since this is my last time I gotta get to say this, I was born in the darkness. That's my
know.
favorite part.
Right?
You just lived in
You
it.
merely adopted the dog. I
I
was born in it.
was
And I didn't see the light of day until I was a man.
born
And it hurt.
Oh my God, last time I'm gonna say it, so I'm gonna do it. All right, number seven, Guardians of the Galaxy 2014. Version number 94, The Help 2011.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know. The Help's great, though. I wish it was a different seating because I would vote for either one of those movies.
Well, you better eat shit pie, so I mean.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's exactly why I want to vote for both of them, but
All right, number eight, The Avengers 2012, version number 93, Bridesmaids 2011.
Bridesmaids for sure.
Ooh, and Bridesmaids will play Guardians of the Galaxy in the next round. That's a big upset right there. Oh, and we'll stop right here real quick to tell you that I did not make these rankings, and this for the first time in a long time, I cannot blame this on Rotten Tomatoes. They didn't have a 20, they didn't have a 2010 bracket. So this is all from Ranker. All Ranker. Okay.
So you can just be like, Ranker is rancid,
Right?
bastards.
Yeah, these rankings come from Rankers. You get mad at them for these rankers. All right.
Yeah.
Number nine, Thor Ragnarok 2017. Version number 92, Dallas Buyers Club 2013.
Dude, Dallas Buyers Club was so good. That was such a good Matthew McConaughey role, but I gotta give it to
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. Just because of the whole fact that that scene where Thor is getting ready to fight the Incredible Hulk and all that was like inspired by like a young child who was like, why don't you just be like, hey, we're friends from work. That's so cute, dude. You can't like make a wish, kids. Like, hey, Thor, do me a favor. Will you sneak a line in for me?
Nice. Nice. Number 10, Django Unchained, 2012. Version number 91, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, 2015.
Man, fucking Django for sure. I thought that Samuel L. and Leo should have got an Oscar for that shit.
Was a really good role. Was really good roles. And people don't understand this. Like, Leo did not want to be and do that role. He didn't want to see the N word at all, and I respect that. However, though, when Samuel heard that, he went up to Leo and said, "You want to see the N word?" Leo said, "Yeah." He says, "Stomach like a little bitch," and that's how and that's how he got that all inspiring role of Django Unchained. It's funny to me. Listen, that's hilarious to me. All right. Number 11, Avengers Infinity War 2018 versus nine, number 90, Mission Impossible Fallout 2018.
I'm gonna go with Avengers. Mission Impossible is pretty good, but
mean,
I'm gonna keep.
where'd you get you the snap, you
I'm
know?
fucking inevitable, bitches. Snap.
Number 12, John Wick, Chapter 2, 2017. Verse number 89, The Fighter, 2010.
I'm gonna go with the fighter because I mean one John Wick is just as good as another. So I don't know. That'd be like the eternal battle if it was John Wick fighting John Wick, like.
I'll pay to see that. The fighter will play Thor Ragnarok in the next round. Number 13, Deadpool 2016. Verse number 88, Spider-Man Far From Home 2019.
What was the first one again?
Deadpool 2016.
Oh, Deadpool. Deadpool for sure.
Which is a Valentine's Day movie. People understand that's definitely a Valentine's Day movie. All right. Number 14, The Wolf of Wall Street, 2013. Verse number 87, The Hateful Eight, 2015.
Ooh, The Hateful Eight was pretty good. And I loved it when Kurt Russell accidentally broke like a 100-and-some-odd-year-old guitar, costing them like hundreds of millions. So much money. So much money. But, I got to go with the first one, man. I got to go with the first one.
The Wolf of
Wolf of Wall
Wall
Street. Yeah, that scene where he's like crawling out to the car after the expired Quaalude kicks in, and all that was basically like on the spot. And then he, like, when he gets his leg caught in the door, like he actually hurt himself because the door like pulled his leg, like it pulled a muscle in his leg and shit.
He's always hurt himself. So even in Django, when he broke the glass and touched Kerry Washington's
Yep,
face,
busted his hand up,
bust his
busted his
hand right
hand
away.
him, blood
Oh
all up on her face.
yeah, always hurt himself. Jesus. All right, number 15, Avengers Endgame 2019, versus number 86, Finding Dory 2016.
Oh, fucking fuck Finding Dory. We're gonna go with it. I'll have two Avengers movies in there just because of what it's going up against.
Well, listen.
Finding.
This is 2010s. This is all about fucking
Oh, I
Samurai.
know. I saw so many of them. I was like, oh my God.
Number 16, Knives Out, 2019, versus number 85, Jurassic World, 2015.
Jurassic World was the only one that was worth anything out of all those remakes, like or the pre or whatever sequels. I think the Jurassic World was the better of them.
So that's your pick.
Yes.
All right, and Jurassic World will play Django Unchained in the next round.
And I noticed that Casey was making comments down there, but I think he's still just really, really salty about that loss he took on that Halloween trivia, man.
My goodness. Fun episode. Go check that out. Number 17, Shutter Island, 2010. Verse number 84, Megamind, 2010.
I'll go with Megamind. I mean, Shutter Island was pretty good, but Megamind was pretty funny.
And
Kind of makes it up.
Megamind will play Avengers Infinity War in the next round. Number 18, John Wick, Chapter 3, 2019. Verse number 83, Hidden Figures, 2016.
Hidden Figures. What was that about? That one sounds
That was
familiar to me.
Kerry Washington, not Kerry Washington,
Yeah,
the
that.
three black ladies
Yep,
were from NASA.
I want that one.
Okay.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden, yeah, Hidden Figures will play Deadpool in the next round.
Shit.
Here's one that hurt my soul. I'm not gonna lie, because I love both of these fucking movies. It took me like 20 minutes to at the leave and come back. I'm not gonna lie. I thought about this. All right, but 19, Logan, 2017. Verse number 82, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. 2010. This hurt my
Dre.
soul. This hurt my
Like
soul. Look at
I know you didn't make these rankings,
I did
but
not.
like I can feel the pain from your soul in my soul.
I
What was
can't
it going against
wait.
Scott Pilgrim again?
Logan versus Logan
Oh my
2017.
God, yes. You know what? I'm going with Scott Pilgrim just because they didn't stick with the comic book. You know, I would have loved to have seen the whole Hulk She-Hulk dynamic play out on the silver screen. If you know, you know. Ugh. Ugh.
Scott Pilgrim will play the Wolf of Wall Street in the next round, man. Yeah, listen, that hurt. Scott Pilgrim was a hilarious fucking movie to me. K-O-O-O. I love Scott Pilgrim, yo. This is a fucking great fucking show, movie, man. But oh my God, Logan's, to me, hands down, to me, it's probably the second best superhero movie of all time. Because how
It's a
real it
good
is, man. It's
movie.
just fantastic.
It's just like I have to take it and I have to separate it and watch it as a movie. Because like having read some of the old man Logan series, like it's like, fuck, man, really though? Like it's kind of like how they did with Civil War. Like I was really wanting to see Cap beat the shit out of the Punisher, like just. That scene in the plan that I mean, I don't know if you've read the comics or not, but that scene in the comic book where he just beats the brakes off the Punisher and he's like, fight back! And he's like, not against you, man.
All right, number 20, A Quiet Place, 2018, written by 81, The King's Speech, 2010.
Oh, the King's Speech, for sure.
Ended by the fucking Quiet Place. Anyway, The King's Speech would play Avengers Endgame in the next round. Number 21, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, 2014. Written number 80, The Hunger Games, 2012.
Captain America. I mean, the Hunger Games is all right, but I mean, everything was a dystopian future at some point because you had like Hunger Games, you had Snowpiercer.
Yeah, listen, I had an ex-fiance that made me watch all those Hunger Games movies. I was not impressed at all. Number 22, Captain America: Civil War, 2016, versus number 79, Creed, 2015.
Speaking of which, I'm voting for Creed because they butchered the shit out of that storyline. I mean, it's a good movie if you take it away and like, oh, let's watch the movie separate from the reality of the comic book. But like, shit, man, like they had everybody took a side. It's like in that Daredevil scene, they're like, or not Daredevil. It's like in that Deadpool scene where they're in the Xavier Mansion and they're like, it's like they can't afford to have anybody else in the film.
Creed will play Captain America, Winter Soldier, in the next round. Number 23, Zootopia, 2016. Verse number 78, Jojo Rabbit, 2019.
I'll go with Zootopia.
By so many, you will love Jojo Rabbit. I watched it. It's like, huh? That's okay.
Right.
Number 24, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 2018. Verse number 77, The Grand Budapest Hotel, 2014.
I'll go into the Spider-Verse just 'cause. Stack it all up with all these superhero movies. Just watch people be like, "Why are you doing this to us?"
Well, these two are not superhero movies. You got number 25, Skyfall, 2012, verse number 76, Baby Driver, 2017.
Oh, Skyfall for sure. For sure.
Number 26, Coco, 2017, verse number 75, True Grit, 2010.
True grit, you said? Oh, yeah, for sure.
And True Grit will play Zootopia in the next round. Number 27, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, 2016 versus number 74, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, 2017.
Man, I'm gonna have to go with Rogue One, even though like it's like my least favorite Star Wars film. Like, honestly, the only cool part about that whole movie is at the very end when Darth Vader just fucks everybody up, dude. Everybody.
Speaking of a fucked up future, number 28, Mad Max. Number 28, Mad Max Fury Road, 2015, versus number 73, The Social Network, 2010.
Fury Road, Mad Max. Only because of that fact that that guy who plays that guitar on the car, I should say, the guitar, the d director was like, no, that has to actually work. That has to actually be a functioning system. So they went back and they made it actually work. So the
Nice.
dude strapped there is actually playing
Ooh,
guitar.
guitar. Nice. Well, since Social Network is out, I can just say this. If you invented Facebook, then you would invented Facebook. It's a simple ass line, but if you're watching the movie, that shit is hilarious. All right. Mark Zuckerberg was a dick. Anyway, number 29, Get Out, 2017. Versus number 72, Bohemian Rhapsody, 2018.
I'm gonna go with Get Out. I love Bohemian Rhapsody. It's just that they didn't. It's like they hopscotch. It's just like they skipped over so much about the band that.
They did. Because they had to make it that long of a movie. It did skip a lot of shit on Bohemian Rhapsody. I will say that. Number 30, Martian, 2015. Versus number 71, Looper, 2012.
What was against Looper again?
The Martian.
I'll go with The Martian. That was actually pretty decent. Looper was all right, but Martian was really good.
Looper was okay. It wasn't a big of a mindfuck that they wanted it to be.
Right?
But it was all right though. Number 31, Ford versus Ferrari, 2019, versus number 70, American Sniper, 2014.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Number 32. Deadpool 2, 2018, versus number 69, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 2019.
I'm gonna have to go with Deadpool too because I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but
It's not a bad movie. Another
I've
quick
heard
10-2.
that.
I mean, I would with Deadpool 2 as well, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got the bat in the stick on this one. Because it should go on, but it's Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 is fucking amazing.
Right.
Number 33, Doctor Strange, 2016. With number 68, War for the Planet of the Apes, 2017.
Ooh, I'm a big Doctor Strange fan, but the War for the Planet of the Apes was a really good movie. Like that whole rebooted.
Concept, yeah.
Oh man, it was so good. I gotta go. I'm gonna do it. Doctor Strange. I'm pulling the Band-Aid off.
Number 34, Interstellar 2014, versus number 67, Arrival 2016.
I'm gonna go with Arrival.
And Arrival will play Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in the next round. Number 35, Split 2016. Versus number 66, Monsters University 2013.
Split for sure.
Thank you. Number 36, Rise of the Planet of the Apes 2011. Versus number 65, Thor 2011.
I'll go with Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Thor was dark. And I mean dark as in tone. I mean dark as in shot. Like they really need like a flashlight or some shit like that, because that shit was it's hard to see. All right.
It's like the cinematographer lied to get the job but still got it anyway, kind of
Right?
thing.
Yeah. Number 37, Inside Out, 2015. Verse number 64, 21 Jump Street, 2012.
Ooh, I'll go with 21 Jump Street, I guess.
21.
Was it the first one or the second one when he when Jonah Hill has sex with Ice Cube's daughter and they're all like, "Yo,
It's the
you
second
bump fists with him!"
one. Yeah, it's the second one. 21 Jump Street will play Skyfall the next round.
Okay.
Here's the Battle of the Blacks. Number 38, Black Swan, 2010. With number 63, Black Panther, 2018.
Oh, fuck, Black Panther. Come on now.
And Black Panther will play Rogue One, a Star Wars story, in the next round.
Shit.
Number 39, Spider-Man Homecoming 2017. Verse number 62, Mona 2016. Or
You mean
Moana.
I was gonna say, you mean Moana?
Moana, sorry.
Mona.
I didn't say
Mona Lisa.
that.
Mona Lisa, I love you. I'm gonna go with not Mona, not Moana. Not
Moana.
Mona. You got me fucking it up now.
Well, you go Spider-Man Homecoming. There you go.
Yeah, Homecoming. That was what it was. Homecoming. Yep, Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right. So number 40, Toy Story 3, 2010. Verse number 61, Avengers Age of Ultron, 2015.
I mean, I guess I'll go with Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron will play Mad Max in the next round. All right. So, here's a scary movie matchup. Number 41, The Cabin in the Woods, 2011. Verse number 60, The Conjuring, 2013.
Cabin in the Woods.
Lot of people love that movie, huh?
It's funny.
I gotta give him a chance because I personally didn't. First time watching it was not it missed for me, I'm not gonna lie. All right,
Yeah.
number 42, Dunkirk, 2017. First number 59, 12 Years a Slave, 2013.
Dunkirk's a good movie. About a very important time in history, but I gotta go with 12 Years a Slave. 12 Years a Slave was a really good movie.
And 12 Years a Slave will play Get Out to the next round. Number 43, the Reverend. I can never say this fucking name.
The Reverend? Revenant?
Revenant.
Yeah.
The movie that he get eat fucked about a bear. All right, shit, I already know what it is. All right, versus Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, 2014.
I gotta go with the Revenant, man, just so you can struggle. I gotta make you struggle for at least another round.
You can do that, but all I'm gonna say the I'm gonna say Leo versus the bear. There you go.
That movie with that weird ass bear fucking scene, fucking asshole.
That bear fucked him up. Yo, and gotta choose it. If you watch that movie though, because I have before, at least that part. That is graphic as shit. Yo, whoever did the graphics for that shit is amazing. Cause I actually thought that bear was fucking him up. It's like, oh shit, like did this really happened? Like, oh my goodness, the graphics for that is great, is
They
amazing.
actually toned down the real story to make it more believable. Like he was ended up being forced to be a pirate and a whole bunch of other crazy shit in his life, like crazy nonsense.
Shit. Number 44, It, 2017. Verse number 57, Incredibles 2, 2018.
I'm gonna go with Incredibles. Shit.
There you go.
I'm gonna go with Incredibles.
See, I don't know, like, for some reason, it was highly overrated.
it.
Incredibles 2 will play The Martian in the next round. Number 45, Ant-Man 2015. Number 56, Gone Girl 2014.
I'll go with Gone Girl.
And Gone Girl will play Ford versus Ferrari in the next round.
She's still gone, then. For sure. For sure.
Number 46, Hacksaw Ridge 2016 versus number 55, Moneyball 2011.
Hacksaw Ridge.
I've got to tell you, these get harder and harder,
I know they
huh?
do.
Number 47, Whiplash 2014 versus number 54, The Town 2010.
The town.
Yeah, I figured you was gonna pick that. I had it. And The Town.
I just like Jeremy Renner's crazy ass character in that whole ass movie. He's just, I mean,
The Town will play Deadpool 2 in the next round. Number 48, X-Men Days of Futures Past 2014. Versus number 53, Fury, 2014.
Days of Future Past. I mean, Fury, it's a true story and everything, and it's a great story and everything, but I mean, like that Dunkirk, like it was just like a series of like boring. I don't want to say boring because it kind of is kind of fucked up, but like uneventful. Like, shit doesn't happen, and then all of a sudden shit happens, and then oh, movie's over. Sorry, Dwayne, I didn't vote for Fury.
Well, here you go. Comic book versus comic book. Captain America: The First Avenger 2011 versus number 52, X-Men: First Class 2011.
I'm going with Captain America because they didn't even use the actual first class in first class because Darwin wasn't even in the original first class. And second of all, how the fuck are you going to kill an alien or kill a mutant that can adapt to survive anything? That man got punched by the Hulk and his body decided that the only way he would survive it is if he fucking noped the fuck out of Dodge and went into space. It thought that the vacuum of space was safer than in the vicinity of being punched by the Incredible Hulk. Shit.
That's over. All right, so last one in this last one in this matchup, you know what I mean, in this round. All right, and number 50, Wonder Woman 2017 versus number 51, Imagination, the Imagination Game 2014.
I'll go with Wonder Woman.
So that means that Wonder Woman will play Doctor Strange in the next round. Captain America: The First Avenger will play Split in the first next round. Sorry. Days of Futures Past will play Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Hacksaw Ridge will play Spider-Man: Homecoming, and Leo versus the Bear will play Cabin in the Woods next round. There you go. All right. Yeah. I'm not gonna fuck myself up trying to say that damn name. All right, so next round. All right, Joker 2019 versus Halloween 2018.
Halloween.
John Wick 2014 versus BlacKkKlansman 2018.
John Wick.
And John Wick will play Halloween in the
Now that's a fight I'd like to fucking
next
see.
round. Inception 2010 versus Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
We'll go with Harry Potter.
Potter.
Paula.
The Irishman 2019 versus Life of Pi 2012.
Irishman.
Long ass movie. However, though, the Irishman will play Harry Potter in the next room.
It's worth it, though. It's a damn good movie.
It's a fantastic movie, just long as balls. Well, old people balls. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy 2014 versus Bridesmaids 2011.
Bridesmaids.
Right. For Ragnarok 2017 versus The Fighter 2010.
Ragnarok.
And Thor Ragnarok will play Bridesmaids in the next round. Django Unchained 2012 versus Jurassic World 2015.
Django. Fucking Django.
I need 100 black coffins. Avengers Infinity War 2018 versus Megamind 2010.
Avengers.
Deadpool 2016 versus Hidden Figures 2016.
God, that's really hard because, like, I'll go with Deadpool. I'll go Deadpool.
And get mad at that. Wolf of Wall Street 2013 versus Scott Pilgrim versus the World 2010.
Wolf of Wall Street. Scott Pilgrim versus the World was good, but it was really good, actually, I should
It
say.
was fucking fantastic. It shouldn't have been that good at all. It should have been cheesy as fuck, but that movie was fucking fantastic.
Right.
Avengers Endgame 2019 versus The King's Speech 2010.
I'll go with the King's Speech.
A big upset for a lot of people. The King's Speech will play Django Unchained in the next round.
Shit.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier 2014 versus Creed 2015.
Creed.
And Creed will play Infinity War in the next round. Utopia 2016 or True Grit 2010.
True grit.
True Grit will play Deadpool in the next round. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2018 versus Arrival 2016.
I'll go into the Spider-Verse. I mean, Arrival was good, but I don't think it was that good.
And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is fucking fantastic.
It was a good movie,
Down
yeah, for sure.
to the details. The fucking fantastic. Skyfall 2012 versus 21 Jump Street 2012.
Skyfall.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story 2016 versus Black Panther 2018.
Black Panther.
And Black Panther will play the Wolf of Wall Street in the next round.
The Panther versus the Wolf.
Classic tale go back centuries. Mad Max Fury Road 2015 versus the Avengers Age of Ultron 2015.
I'm gonna go with Mad Max.
Get Out 2017 or 12 Years a Slave 2013.
Shit. 12 Years a Slave.
And 12 Years a Slave will play Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in the next round.
I'm glad. I was gonna choose Get Out, but I was like, you know what? I have a feeling it's gonna go up against something I'm not gonna want to choose from, and I was right.
The Martian 2015 versus The Incredibles 2 2018.
Sorry, Mrs. Incredible. Them thighs can't save your ass this time, but I'm gonna have to go with dinner with the Martian.
Ford versus Ferrari 2019 versus Gone Girl 2014.
Oh, fucking. You know that girl's gone in that Ford or the Ferrari. But either way, yeah, she gone. Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay, I was confusing the shit. Like, which one you
I know, right? It's
want?
like, huh? Huh? Out of one car and into the next.
Deadpool 2 2018 versus The Town 2010.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I gotta kick Deadpool 2 out of here, man. The Town's, it's a pretty decent movie. I mean, it's got elements of reality. It's like it's almost like watching that LA shootout again, like all over again.
Well, The Town will play Skyfall in the next round.
Shit.
Doctor Strange 2016 or Wonder Woman 2017?
I'm gonna have to go with Doctor Strange. I don't know. I think the mystical arts would probably have a little bit of an upper hand in
Fight.
a little fight, you know. Not to say that they'd be fighting, because I think Doctor Strange actually, I think Doctor Strange would absolutely hit a woman if he had to.
Oh, if he had
But
to,
yeah,
yeah.
but yeah, it ain't no Steve. He ain't no Steve Rogers.
Well, speaking of Steve Rogers, you got Split 2016 versus Captain America: The First Avengers 2011.
Shit. I do have to say though, dude, Captain America beat the brakes off of that creepo and Split. Like after he turns into the thing, oh dude, that'd be a kick-ass fight.
Definitely would.
Gotta go with Split.
Better
I mean,
movies.
it's such a good movie though.
It's one of M. Night Shyamalan's best.
Every time you say that, I can't, it makes me laugh every time you say that shit.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes 2011 versus X-Men Days of Future Past 2014.
Days of Future Past.
And Days of Futures Past will play Mad Max Fury Road in the next round. Sorry.
First it was Furry Road, now it's Fury Rose, man. And
Spider-Man Home.
you still ain't even got back to the Leo versus the Bear yet.
But that's the movie now. That's the movie. Anyway, Spider-Man Homecoming 2017 versus Hacksaw Ridge 2016.
Ooh, shit. I'm gonna go with Spider-Man mostly just because of the fact that like I admire what that Marine did. I think he was in the Marines. Regardless, he stood up for his convictions and he saved a fuck ton of people. But you know, he cannot, you know, he can't shoot webs. He can't swing from a web. So I guess he's just fucked.
All right, last one in this round. The Cabin in the Woods 2011 versus Leo versus the Bear 2015.
You know,
The Reverend. The
Revenant. It's like
Reverend.
revenue. It's like revenue, but Revenant.
Leo versus the Bear. There you go.
Oof.
2015.
I'm going with Leo versus the Bear. I hope this motherfucker wins.
Well, Leo versus a Bear will play the Martian in the next round, which means that Spider-Man Homecoming will play Ford versus Ferrari in the next round, and Split will play Doctor Strange in the next round. All right, so we're in the third round, which means that your highest seed will get a bye in the fourth round. We'll go automatic to the quarterfinals. All right, so you got John Wick 2014 or Halloween 2018?
2018 Halloween. I think he'd actually. I think he could take John Wick. I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with Halloween on that one.
Halloween. All right. Irishman 2019 versus Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah, Irishman for sure.
And the Irishman is your bye. And
Yeah.
it should be because it's long enough to that movie's long as shit. Like, I know I keep saying it, but damn, that movie is long as fuck. All right. All right. Thor Ragnarok 2017 versus Bridesmaids 2011.
Bridesmaids.
You really love that movie, huh?
It's funny, dude. The part where they're shitting themselves everywhere and she's like shitting in the street and she just sits there in defeat. Like that whole moment right there, you're just like, you just feel so bad for everybody.
Django and Jane 2012 versus the King's Speech 2010.
I gotta go with Django. If it between Bridesmaids, Django, and The Revenant, those are probably among my top three.
All right,
Or Leo versus the Bear, as you put it.
well, we'll see. Jing, well, here's the thing. Django Unchained will play Halloween the next round.
Son of
Yeah, that's the host of everybody to calm down with picking before your finals before you're done. All right. Avengers Infinity War 2018 versus Creed 2015.
I'll go with Avengers. I mean, Creed was a good movie and everything, but like, I don't know. I think that the other, I think that they're, I think they got something going with these sequels, man.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see Creed 3.
For sure.
Avengers: Infinity War will play Bridesmaids in the next round. Deadpool or True Grit?
Deadpool.
Wolf of Wall Street 2013 versus Black Panther 2018.
You know, watching people get fucked up on outdated drugs is funny and whatnot, but like, I mean, it's not Black Panther. You gotta go with Black Panther.
And Black Panther will play Deadpool in
Fuck, more like get his ass beat by Deadpool,
the
because Deadpool killed the entire universe one time, and I'm going on that.
next round. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2018 versus 12 Years a Slave 2013.
You ever thought of like, have you ever read like when you read these off, have you ever thought about like what a comp like, you know, if you blended the movies together,
My goodness, Spider-Man 12 years of slave.
like check it out though, check it out though, check it out though. So, you know, Miles Morales goes out and he's getting stuck, you know, and he just fucks shit all up because he'd be like, yo, this is fucked up. Come on, you know, I'm not wrong. He'd be fucking them all up. Then Django come riding up. It'd be great.
You
I'm
got
going
me.
with the Spider-Man movie,
Okay.
man.
This is a guy.
But at
All
least I got you thinking about it. I got you thinking about it.
right. Skyfall 2012 versus The Town 2010.
Oh man. I'm gonna go with the town. The town.
And The Town will play Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in the next round. Mad Max Fury Road 2015 or X-Men's Days of Futures Past 2014.
Days of Future Past.
The Martian 2015 versus Leo versus the Bear 2015.
Oh, the Revenant? Is that
Revenant.
what the Revenant? Is that what it is? Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, we'll go with that one.
The Revenant will
Hey,
go
you
on to the
got
next
it.
round. Yeah, after I heard you say it. So there you go. All right. Ford versus Ferrari 2019 versus Spider-Man Homecoming 2017.
Ford versus Fry.
And Ford versus Ferrari will play X-Men's Days of Future Past in the next round. And last but not least, Doctor Strange 2016 versus Split 2016.
I don't know. I think in a straight up fight, I think Doctor Strange would have. I think he'd whip that ass. I don't know, man. I gotta go with Doctor Strange.
And Doctor Strange will play the Reverend in the next round. I tried.
You got it.
Now we're on round four, and the Irishman has the bye to the next round, which means that the lower part of this bracket will get a bye also to the semifinals. So here we go. Django Unchained 2012 versus Halloween 2018.
God damn it. The D silent motherfucker. Like, I love that movie. God damn it. What's it going against again? Because I'm all freaking out.
Django Unchained 2012 versus Halloween 2018.
Oh, I got to go with Halloween. I mean, not only will Amanda kill me if I don't choose Halloween, but I would go against my own. It would be going against my own instincts.
And Halloween will play the Irishman in the next round.
Motherfuckers.
Avengers Infinity War 2018 versus Bridesmaids 2011.
I'm going to go with Avengers. Bridesmaids done shit their pants and came to an end.
Deadpool 2016 versus Black Panther 2018.
Deadpool. Mostly because he killed the entire MCU. So that means eventually he got around to killing Black Panther too. So nobody can hide from the La Piscina de Muerta.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2018 versus The Town 2010.
I'll go with The Town. Keep it spicy.
And The Town will play Avengers Infinity War in the next round.
Oh.
Ford versus Ferrari 2019 versus X-Men Days of Futures Past 2014.
You know, Days of Future Past was really, I mean, it was good, but it didn't, it still, none of them follow, you know, they can't follow line for line. I get it, but I got to go with Ford versus Ferrari. Dude, that's a really good movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. It's got, it's based on a true story. Yeah. The Christian Bale's character was just, like, they should have went more into his character because of the stuff that he actually did. Mm-hmm. The guy was a revolutionary. Crazy as all fucking get out, but a total revolutionary.
All revolutionaries are crazy as balls. Last one. Doctor Strange 2016 versus The Revenant 2015. I was close. You know what I meant.
No, you said The Revenant. No. You got it. Son of a bitch. Do I want to keep the joke going? Is it really worth it?
Well, I'm trying to get it right now, so.
I know. It's kind of losing its steam. I'll go with Doctor Strange.
All right. So that means that Doctor Strange will play Deadpool in the next round.
Shit. And
Ford versus Ferrari is a bye into your semifinals.
Cool.
All right. So we're in the quarterfinals. We're going to see what other three movies are going to be in your semifinals / final four / Mount Rushmore of movies, of 2010 movies. And we have The Irishman 2019 versus Halloween 2018.
Man. I gotta go with Halloween. Gotta do it. Even though The Irishman, in my opinion, is on par as far as quality of movie. Damn it. I gotta go with Halloween. Gotta do it.
Avengers Infinity War 2018 versus The Town 2010.
I'll go with Avengers.
And the Avengers will play Halloween in the next round. So, what movie is going to play Ford versus Ferrari? We have Doctor Strange versus Deadpool, both 2016.
So it's Doctor Strange versus Deadpool. I gotta go with Deadpool.
All right, so here's your final four, your Mount Rushmore 2010 movies. We have Halloween, The Avengers Infinity War 2018, Ford versus Ferrari 2019, and Deadpool 2016. So all your movies are above 2015, the latter part of it.
That's funny.
All right, so like always, I always do this bracket myself just to make sure everything go well and compare. How many movies do you think we have in common? In the final
Probably
four,
none. Probably none.
we, definitely none. All right,
Definitely. Thanks.
definitely
I love the reassurance of that. Definitely none.
none.
Definitely none.
My four movies, which again, this is hard because as a comic book fan and like this,
Right?
I went very, very hard comic book with this. But my four movies are Deadpool 2, 2018, Avengers Endgame 2019, Get Out 2017, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 2018.
I mean,
Those
I don't
are
blame you one bit. They're all great movies.
However, though, this is not about me, this is about you. So you're winning the movies that win go to the finals, movies that lose go to the third place game. So, Chansey, what movie's going to the finals? Is it Avengers Infinity War 2018 or Halloween 2018?
Halloween.
All right, so Halloween goes to the finals. The Avengers Endgame goes to the third place game. Who's meeting them? Is it Deadpool 2016 or Ford versus Ferrari 2019?
I gotta go with Deadpool. Gotta go with Deadpool. I rode the Ferrari all the way here, but it ain't no Shelby Cobra, so I'm gonna have to go with Deadpool.
Right. So we have the third place games. We have the final games. We're going to start off with the third place game first. Nancy, what is the third best movie of 2010? Is it Avengers Infinity War or Ford versus Ferrari?
I'll go with Infinity War most just not only just because I enjoyed it, but like I also feel that if we were to put it up for an open vote, it'd get that dub. But I mean, I think that's also mostly just because people, Ford versus Ferrari is really an underrated movie. It's a really good movie.
I mean, you got it in the top four, so that's not bad. We actually did do the 104 superhero movies of all time bracket. I think it was the first one we ever did for fan or social media voting, and I think they made the final four, at least the quarterfinal, but it lost to Black Panther. I know that for a fact. Black Panther beat both Avengers. No, sorry, not Black Panther. The Dark Knight. Dark Knight beat both Infinity War and Endgame.
I could
So,
see that for sure.
but this is not about superhero movies, even though one of them is in your finals. This is about 2010 movies. Chancey, what is the best movie of 2010? Is it Deadpool 2016 or Halloween 2018?
Halloween.
And according to Chancey, the best movie of the 2010s is Halloween. The second best movie is Deadpool 2016. Third best movie is Avengers Infinity War. And fourth is Ford versus Ferrari.
I can hear the groans at home. They're all like, oh, what is that guy fucking thinking?
Listen. I know one person that will love that. And I know for a
It's
fact that it's going to be Amanda. Amanda will love that shit. Amanda from the Sip List. Sip List. I got to say that outright because when people hear that in the car,
this sounds like
driving
syphilis.
syphilis. Yeah. Did she say syphilis podcast? No, Sip List. All right, Jesse. So how you feel about your bracket?
I it's a lot harder when you read it then when you're kind of listening to it and thinking your way through it. So I kind of I feel pretty good about it. I feel confident, you know, like, you know, I doubt there would be many people that would agree with it, but at the same time,
This is your bracket.
yeah, it's
You
my
know, first.
bracket.
Yeah, fuck them. Hey, anyway, all right. So again, plug your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, where what's going on, anything going on, anything.
Maniacal Music Musings. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on YouTube. Good Pods. You can find it pretty much anywhere you can get your podcast needs. We drop every Friday. It's a musical review show where basically we take albums and pick top fives and review it. And usually I try and find some way to get under my co-host Jeremy's skin at least once or twice during the show. Just got to do it. But my TikTok and my Instagram is the Red Eye Roundtable. My Twitter handle is Red Eye Table. I'm on Bracket Bastards. I'm on Facebook under my name. If you start with what's down there in the bottom left corner, if you can find me, good luck. Actually coming soon, I'm actually going to be starting a show on my own. I want to get you involved on that. I want to get you on one of them solo one-on-one interviews, some serious interviews.
There you go. Go
That's what it's up.
any time.
Outside of that, I think that's all I can remember for right now, unless I'm missing something. Plug all your guys' shows. I mean, I've been on An Evening at the Movies. I've been on this a bunch of times. I love being on the show with you and you guys. Evening at the Movies, the Sip List. I haven't been on Crushgasm yet, but that's okay. I hear she's got quite a long line, you know, out to
She has
2029.
she has a very long, very, 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 very long catalog. But she definitely will get everybody on that wants to be on, though. Trust me.
For sure, for sure.
Well, with that being said, I want to thank Chancey again. Chancey, you're always welcome on anytime. This was fun, always fun. And again, if anybody wants to do one of these brackets that I already made, because again, these brackets are fun to do. But they take some time, they're hard work to plug them in. So one of these brackets I already made. Now you can give me ideas for brackets and I can say yes and no to making them. But you want to come on and do a bracket that I already made, please hit me up. If you want to do a draft, please hit me up. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson and we are out.